at Occupy Wall Street. It was my time to shine, to make a difference, to be heard, to step outside the line. But somehow all my footage wasn't the message spread. I became the guy in the beanie who was ashamed of my cue ball head. But did you know that I once worked for Fart Vice? I was a rebel at Disney and didn't play nice. Are you not entertained? Do you want more? Did you know we're on the brink of civil war? My name is Tim Pool. I am not a Tim Fool. I read headlines and then opined, but I'm a skater, so uncool. My name is Tim Pool. I am not a Tim Fool. Watch a mister, I'm not a grifter. I'll take your ass to school. So what if most of my employees are Israeli? It makes no difference to me. Do you know they pay for every oy vey? And when I bend a knee, just please look past the beanie and forget my bald head. Did you buy my latest single and use the promo code I said? My name is Tim Pool. I am not a Tim Fool. I read headlines and then opined, but I'm a skater.
Out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Day is Tuesday, May 14th, 2024. I'm Luigi with Make a Precious Poll News Network, where we can talk about today. First, we'll talk about a couple quickies, then we'll talk about Tim Pool needing a private jet, then we'll talk about buy the stock market, buy it quickly before it crashes or something. That's sarcasm. Then we'll talk about America's falling apart. And then for the penultimate thread, I can't afford to fucking live. And for the finale, what is freedom? What is freedom? That's the show. It's going to be a great show. Thank you for joining me today. I love you. First, Sargon of Kakkad, Carl Benjamin. Has he redeemed himself? And there's a picture of Carl. I was kind of liking him in his show, but then Kasim left. Or Callum. Kasim G. No. Why did that randomly pop into my head? Probably because of Carl Benjamin, Kasim G, some shit, whatever. Kasim G is a fucking poo that does comedical YouTube videos from a long time ago. He's kind of a faggot, but whatever. Carl Benjamin! Has he redeemed himself? No. But Callum left the Lotus Eaters. Callum left. The best part of Lotus Eaters is left. You don't need to watch Lotus Eaters anymore. Callum's gone. Bye, Callum. But he's doing his own stuff and he's traveling the world and shit. That's his job now or some crap. I don't know. It's awesome. It's cool. Whatever. Good luck, Callum. Good luck. Has Carl Benjamin redeemed himself? Whatever. Go watch Callum. Next thread. Hulking assailant. Picture is TMZ. Steve Buscemi was captured on video casually walking on the street moments before he was randomly sucker punched by a hulking assailant in New York City. That hulking assailant was a nigger. It's a hulking assailant is code word for nigger. Add it to the list, the code word. Yeah, but the funny part of this is Steve Buscemi, whatever, got sucker punched by a nigger. And from what I hear, the nigger said, "Hey, you the guy that did Boardwalk Empire?" And then Steve Buscemi's like, "Yeah." And then the nigger's like, "It sucked." And then knocks him out in the face and shit. Hilarious. Niggers are funny as fuck. Brown blacks never relax. Steve Buscemi should have known that. Clownwell says, "I got zero context on last thread." You're talking about the Carl Benjamin? You don't need a context. There is no fucking context for this thread. Has Carl Benjamin redeemed himself? 4chan hates Carl. His wife is a coal burner. She has a fucking mutt blood baby. That's half nigger. So Sargon of Kakkad is cucked to a half nigger child. So just 4chan naturally hates him. So has he overcome that cuckiness? No. Okay, do you have enough cone text now? Is that better? Clown World, love you. Also, fuck Steve Buscemi. And now we're on to the actual show, which is Tim Pool needs a private jet. Patrick bet David, and Tim Pool get into a heated conversation. Tim Pool says, "Actually, I was asked to do the debate and turned it down." Patrick responds, "Turned it down? Our team and your team spoke on March 25th. Your broker said you wanted us to fly you down in a private jet, which was a strange request, especially after I attended your paid event in Miami for free. Let us know if you want to see the email exchange. I'll wait." Tim Pool needs a private jet? You're getting a little too big for your little fucking man-lit britches, Tim. You're a little big for those man-lit britches, buddy. Why do people keep watching and sending money to anyone online, right? They're all cringe divas. Average Anon here is far more insightful. You're right. I am far more insightful. This America says, why do you give a single fuck about these idiot people online? You made this thread, so you clearly care. Stop following these idiots you claim to hate and never think about them again. Shut up, Anon. You're posting in the Tim Pool thread. You are equally a part of the problem. Go fight. Just let it die. Just let it die if it's so insignificant. Chamal says he's getting a little too big for his beanie. Yeah, exactly. A little too big for his beanie. Incredible. Yes, Chamal. This America says Tim Pool is 1,000% one of the most retarded political e-celebs, and his fans are literal drooling morons. I'm not so much as a fan as I hate watch him sometimes, or hate listen even. He's more open on his podcast. He has like an audio podcast too, randomly. If you didn't know, he does a random audio podcast that he releases. Just random, I don't know. It's just when I got one, I was like, oh, okay, cool. And he literally just rants in it. He just rants randomly about random shit he has no idea about. It's funny. And then he kind of catches himself and he'll backpedal a little bit, but he doesn't give us much of a fuck because it's not his main show. So he kind of blabbles a little more. Clown World says, I only send money to individuals whom acknowledge the kike problem. Based. Fuck kikes. Rhytoids are evil and stupid. Who cares what they do? Just kill them. That's glowing as fuck. One post by this ID, but also it's really all globo homo is evil. All Shabbos goy and Jews. Shabbos goy and Jews. Very simple. Very simple.
Very simple.
Something like that. Bye. Next thread. Bye. Up to 6 cuts. Likely in 2025 if Fed doesn't ease this year, Reuter says. Released today. So, wow. I haven't seen this one before. Guys, we're going to get 6 rate cuts. 6 goy. We're going to get 6 rate cuts, goy. Is this a real fucking thread? This can't be real. Are you kidding me? Not seeing it. Not seeing it, Anon. Where's the link? But also, don't you feel it? Don't you feel the crash coming? I sure do. If this is the real article, which who the fuck knows? If they're saying multiple rate cuts, if they're even hinting at multiple rate cuts, like, not that anytime soon there'll be rate cuts, but if they... One of the tricks they did was like, oh, we're going to do a bunch of rate cuts in the future. And then I was like, blah, 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 they buy stock. Like, oh my God, there's going to be rate cuts. Blah, blah, blah. People bet for the future or something. It's retarded and stupid. In my book, Fuse, I talk about temporal forward contracts, but I might rename them to time forward contracts, whatever. Basically, they're a new, different type of debt. They're a new way for people to kind of borrow money or invest into companies. It's a little different. It's like a new type of investment. You know how there's calls and puts? This is a new type of thing that I made. It's like, it's hard to explain, but it's kind of like upfront debt. It's like upfront debt. Instead of pushing debt off into the future, it front loads the debt in the present, and you can still profit off the success of the companies. It's just a different way to manipulate debt, but it front loads it instead of inloads it. It just reverses it around a little bit. It's just something new I fucking thought up. If this is real or comes to pass, this is the shit show begins. The shit show begins. Whatever, next non-fake bait thread. Clown World says, Keck at the GME stock, still holding 4 from 2020. Yeah, you should have bought 10 when I told you to. When it was $10, I did a show and I said, buy $100 worth of it. It would have given you 10 shares. It's now like $40. Fuck, you would have like quadrupled your money. America is falling apart. This cost me $200. Let's see what this person... Okay, first off, the fridge has kid stickers on it, so they're children. They're children here. They're children here. What do we got? Wheat bread, disgust. Just eat. I love delicious white bread. That's terrible for you. Should have just gotten the terrible bread for you. But you're like, no, I'm gonna get the wheat bread because it's good for you. Fuck you. Fuck what's good for you. Like these DiGiorno pizza. So let me get this right. You got the wheat bread because it's good for you. And then you got DiGiorno three meat pizza. Philadelphia whipped cream cheese. Is that for your bagels that I don't see? I'm sure there's bagels somewhere within here. Got tortillas, little smokies are good, but I don't know. I feel like I had those when I was a kid and never again, but you have kids, so maybe the little smokies for the kids. Cool. That's a lot of processed stuff here. Also, why do you buy your cheese bagged? You gotta buy the cheese in the blocks. You gotta shred it yourself. They spray this cheese with this powdered shit so that it doesn't stick to itself. Have you ever wondered how like the cheese in the bag stays apart and doesn't like melt into itself? It's because they spray it with this powder crap and it like just makes it this different texture. It's not the same as grating it out fresh yourself. Just grate your own fucking cheese, you lazy fuck. Also, look, they got Ann's Pizza Bites. Why do you get Ann's Pizza Bites? Just get Pizza Bite Pizza Bites. Why? Just get the pizza. First off, might as well just get the Walmart fucking Pizza Bites. They all taste the fuck. They are barely different. They are nigh identical. They're all slop. It's all slop. At least the Walmart ones have a lot of pepperoni in them, which is probably like the most. I don't even want to think about what's in that pepperoni, but it sure is delicious. Oh, man. We got Chex Cheerios Caramel and Fiber One. Corn Chex is okay. It's not the greatest. It's what a weird cereals to get. These are cereals that someone that thinks they're healthy gets. Weird. Oi bagels, oi. I like bagels, I don't know, Jewish fucking shit. The ultimate trick to bagels, says Jamal, is bake it whole, then cut it, instead of cutting it before toasting it. But then how do you get the toasty bagel top? That's like the whole point of the bagel. For the toasty bagel top. Don't you want a crunchy, crispy bagel? That's kind of the point. We got Nature Valley sweet and salty with almonds. Yuck. Why with almonds? Why would you ruin the delicious thing with almonds? Lots of low-fat yogurt. That's good. And then I'm blocking the other side. You can't really see this side. Got Kraft Ranch? Why would you get Kraft Ranch? Get Hidden Valley Ranch, you fucking retard. Kraft Ranch is disgusting. Kraft Ranch literally does not taste good. Kraft Ranch is nasty. Do not get Kraft Ranch. It tastes weird. It tastes processed. I mean, not that Hidden Valley Ranch isn't processed. It is, but it just tastes better. It tastes better processed. Make Hidden Valley Ranch homemade, and it is so good. You'll never beat that. And then we got like pretzel and cheese. That's delicious and processed. Well, whatever. Good things. Nothing really too good here. Nothing sticking out. Where's the meat? Where's the fucking meat? Is this the meat? All I see for meat is like sausage, like processed sausage. Weird. Tying on Kraft Ranch, yeah. First post, groceries like this would cost me half my salary. Yeah, the Ann's things are like overpriced for what they are. They're supposed to be like, quote, natural ingredients, unquote. Dude, it's processed shit, man. It's processed shit in disguise. That's what Ann's is, or Annie's, or whatever the fuck. It's like processed shit disguised as healthy shit. No, it's all bad. This America says you buy way too many prepackaged things. Dude, I mean, especially with kids, man. You need to cook for your kids. Fuck, make some stew. Stew's cheap. Stew is so cheap. Beans. Fuck, there's all these meals you could make. Roast beef. Fuck. Meatloaf. Fuck. Cook. You lazy piece of shit. But I do love goy slop. It's a battle. It's a battle. Clown World says, see that Hillshire sausage? They put corn syrup in it. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I think I knew that already, but yeah. I mean, they do that with a lot of hot dogs as well. Corn syrup is addictive, man. That's why they put it in everything. Corn syrup is addictive. 100%. This Aussie says, what kind of retard buys a pack of single-serve juice boxes? Do you enjoy paying more for the sake of additional packaging? This retard, the same person that buys Annie's stuff. It's like, just buy the fucking Walmart brand. You're killing your kids. Dio says, just get an Instapot. Exactly. Instapot's so incredible. Dude, it's no work and it cooks fast. Not even like you have to wait all day. You literally can get home, throw it all in the Instapot, cook it, bada bing, bada boom. Your kids have a healthy meal. This America says, another retard who doesn't use coupons, doesn't use grocery deals, doesn't know how to shop for sale items, probably has only one grocery store to go to. Exactly. If you shop anywhere not Walmart, because Walmart doesn't have any fucking deals. Walmart deals are just what's posted on the fucking aisle. But if you go to, like, I don't know, Food for Less, Winn-Dixie, Publix, Food Max, Winco, anything like that, there's going to be, the way you get deals at those stores is through whatever special coupons or offers they're doing. I guess you can use coupons at Walmart, but they have to be like manufacturer coupons, because Walmart doesn't put out fucking coupons. And manufacturer coupons are rarer than the store ones. Holy seed oils, Batman. Yeah, really. Not a whole lot of healthy shit there. Or I just want like some nice fresh beef. A nice cut of steak. What the fuck? That $200 Goyslop haul you got would cost $560 up here in Canada. Yeah, but you also have to remember, Leaf, your money's double what it is here. So if you spend $200 in America, it's going to be like $400 in Canada. So you're not that wrong. You can thank your government for that shit. Taco Bell's best deal right now, $5. Dude, bullshit. I can't get a $5 box where I am. Fuck that. No, it's $5.99 where I am. What the fuck? Lame. This is a pretty good deal. Crunchy Taco, this is $2. Dorito Taco, this is like $3.30. This Cantina Crispy Chicken Taco is like $3.99. Oof. So this is actually a really good deal. Getting all these together for $5, this doesn't look real. It's sad that this for $5 is a good deal, but whatever. That's what we live in right now. Millennials and Gen Z's trendy new splurge groceries. Hilarious, yep. It's, yeah, surviving is difficult right now. A lot of people tell me to buy meat. Yeah, I agree. Buy meat. A lot of people telling him he's spending way too much for what he got. And a lot of that's the Annie's stuff. The Ann's, whatever the fuck it's called. Those things cost like triple what a Walmart brand equivalent would cost. Like those pizza bagels are probably $10 for that little tiny bag of pizza bagels. Then you get that same bag for like $2.50. If you got the Walmart ones. Yeah, I wonder which one I'm picking. And we'll go to the penultimate thread. Or was that the penultimate thread? Or these are the penultimate thread? Who even knows? I can't afford to fucking live. $100 buys one bag of groceries now. It's so fucking over. It's not even funny how the fuck are normal fags still pretending life is all good. Debt. Loans. In debt. That's how. Everything is crumbling to dust right now. Go to a food pantry, you'll get free groceries, unless you're in a shitty red state that doesn't care about poor people. Dude, you think red states don't do food pantries, faggot? Red states do food pantries. Red states do food giveaways. Red states have cafeterias, whatever the fuck it's called, for homeless people. They have those. This America says, chillax, lard ass, get a job. Yeah, just get like three of them. That's how you survive in today's economy. Gotta get three jobs and work harder than ever to just scrape by. That's how you get by here in the current generation. Like, fuck that, man. Just go live in the woods, really. Just go fucking live on public land. Go live in public land and say, fuck you, government, till the government takes that away from you, too. Thanks, Teddy, for getting us that. This Don't Tread on Me Anon says, I quit going to work after I realized 90% of the time I'm just wasting my time doing pointless shit nobody cares about and not getting ahead in life. Okay, dude, look. If you have a wage slavey job, you need to put as little effort into that shit as possible. The only time I put effort in my job is when I like if I like the people around me. I mean, I did. The thing is, me putting in as little effort as possible, as crazy as it sounds, is more effort than even the most retarded low IQ regular normie that works there. As fucking insane as that sounds. Like, I can listen to a podcast, I can interact with the customer, I can do all the fucking cash register stuff, I can multitask, while another fucking normie can't do jack shit. We'll get hung up on this is a normie in my job, okay? Customer says, I changed my mind, I want this instead of this. And then the normie sits there and is like, I don't know how to undo that. how do and then they're like, well, I want this coupon and this coupon, and then the coupon doesn't scan, and then he's like, the coupon doesn't work. And then he just sits there and they have to call a manager and blah 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 blah. Dude, I would have been on the next third customer by now. Like, get the fuck out of here, dude. You have no idea what you're doing. That's every normie that I've ever worked with. Like, pants on head retarded. At least 70% of them. Pants on head retarded level. And I don't even think they're stupid. They're just like normies. They're just on autopilot. Not even on autopilot. They're low IQ. I don't know how else to explain. Some people are just stupid. Some people are just dumb. And a lot of normies are just fucking dumb. They go home, they listen to nigger rap, they consume the boob tube all day, and then they go to work, and they go home and they consume the boob tube, and they go to work, and they go home and they just fucking put crap in their brain all day. They don't read books, they don't do anything substantive. They just waste away into a fucking sloppy idiocracy. Clarewell says red states just do it correctly and run it out of churches instead of the state. That's a dumb liberal faggot. I agree, but the word... I agree. I hate when people use the word liberal, though. Liberal's so fucking tainted and... What is the meaning of liberal? It's like you want liberty. You want freedoms. Why are you bashing someone that wants liberty and freedoms? Oh, because the word's been completely fucking co-opted and it doesn't mean what it actually means. I hate that. Whenever I see that, it pet peeves me, but whatever. You're right. You're right. It's a dumb leftist or dumb fucking retarded idiot, really. And I don't get the left's fascination with the state. Like, you have to give the state all power. Like, I want a fascistic kind of government, kind of. I think that'd be great. Let's return to fucking Germany and Hitler and shit. Cool. Awesome. But on the other side of that coin, you give the state all the power, you better be sure of that state that you're giving the power to. Like, would you give Joe Biden all of the power right now? I'd say no. I would not give him absolute dictatorial control. No. Would I give Trump absolute dictatorial control? No. But if I agreed with the regime, then yeah. Woman found living in a Michigan grocery store sign, complete with computer on Keurig for months. Woman had flooring, a computer, desk, printer, and a Keurig in the rooftop family fair sign, police say. Wow, she was sucking off their energy as well. That's insane. How'd she not trip the alarm? She must have just not moved around at nighttime. That's something. She had to have worked there or something, man. Weird. Weird. Huh. Nuts. Man, whatever. Become ungovernable. Become ungovernable. Ungovernable. Why is that always so fucking hard to say? Become ungovernable. Ungovernable. Whatever. Let's finish the show out. Finale time! What is freedom? What is freedom? Liberty. Liberal, is it liberal values? No. What is freedom? Freedom to me is being able to just do stuff I want to do and fail at that if that's the outcome that is chosen for me. If right now I want to just go run across the street or whatever, cool. Maybe not streak down the street. I think streaking down the street might be taken a little too far with the freedom, but people do it. But, you know, just running outside, doing whatever the fuck I want, spur of the moment, and being able to do it, that's freedom. Making a choice and going with it, that's freedom. Being able to say whatever I want, that's freedom. They say that your freedom stops at the freedom of others, but the freedom of others infringes on your freedom. So in the end, what is freedom? Maybe a little bit. You just need to have a little bit of respect and decency, like a white person. Niggers wouldn't understand, like... If it was all whites, this wouldn't even be a problem, because we would respect each other and we wouldn't infringe on other people's freedoms, like such as that. What you do with what's been done to you. That's dark. Pirate Anonymous dark. This Russian non says, something only gods truly have, as they're not bound to the physical laws of nature. Well, I mean, technically, Anon, we were made in God's image, so we're kind of gods in a way. The Slovenian says, being forced to experience pain and suffering with some happiness, maybe, sprinkled here and there, according to free will proponents. Freedom is being forced to experience pain and suffering? That's what freedom is? I don't know about that, buddy. But that can result. That is a possible result, for sure. That is a consequence. This Republican says, freedom is a tool used by people with power to exploit the idiots. Dude, what are you talking about? Those in power fear freedom, and they do everything they can to take it away from us. Every moment, they try to take more and more rights from us. What are you talking about? As your rights dwindle away, the state gets more and more power. So they try to take our guns away. So they take our freedom away, our freedom of speech. They try to take away, those are our rights. Those are our freedoms. So what are you talking about? It's a tool to keep us not a servant of the government, but it hasn't done a very good job. They found a way to circumvent even that. So America says freedom is to have no boss but the creator. The creator doesn't even ask that much of you, buddy. Creator doesn't even ask. I mean, if you go by the Christian Bible and the New Testament at that, Jesus doesn't fucking ask much. Doesn't ask much. Just got to be kind of a decent person, really. Are you a decent person? Okay, good job. Try to be a better person every day. That's Christianity. If you mean it. There are a lot of people that use Christianity as a sort of shield, and they hide behind it. It's dark. So America says freedom is overrated. No, freedom is underrated. Freedom is underrated. We're the only free country, and those freedoms are quickly evaporating. And then there'll be no fucking free country. And even in America, a lot of that freedom is gained by wealth, which the Jews have the most of. So the Jews are probably the most free in America, which is sickening. This leaf says the only correct answer to freedom is being able to say nigger as much as you want. Yeah, you should be able, no one should stop you from saying words. It's retarded. This America says freedom is when your country is controlled by Jews. So funny. This America says enjoying the little things in life that make it worth living is freedom. Finding contentment. I don't know, that's more like the meaning of happiness, not really the meaning of freedom. I mean, you cannot be free and still enjoy the little things in life and find contentment. I mean, you can just find contentment in being a slave to your government. You know. This Nazi says freedom is being allowed to get up without an alarm clock, being able to enjoy nature, to be able to go swimming, to look at beautiful women, to feel good. I like that. That's wholesome. This America says freedom is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Freedom of speech, the right to bear arms, the right to own property. Yes, every right is part of our freedom. Rights are our freedom. This America says freedom is being able to do whatever you want as long as you're not hurting others. In America, the system discriminates against drug dealers and felons. I agree. Dude, the thing is, no drug should be illegal. Nothing should be banned, and no drug should be illegal. Everything should be regulated and taxed. The thing is, cops are wasting their time with this drug war. This drug war and ticket quotas waste cops' time. Do you want a cop sitting on the side of the road doing a ticket quota? Or do you want him investigating a fucking murder? Or going and investigating like domestic violence that's happening? And like, why don't all of our officers have a partner in their car? Because they're all concerned about quotas, so they get sent out by themselves. So that each person can have a car and get more tickets. It's just all about numbers and bullshit Jew shit. They shouldn't have to be worrying about fucking drugs and other bullcrap that the fucking cartels are just smuggling in and profiting from. Chamal says freedom is the opposite of responsibility. Maybe. But choosing what responsibilities you have could be a facet of freedom, and you could choose to not have that responsibility. You could choose to give up that responsibility. Is that freedom? I get what you're saying, but I think part of being human is the fact you can be stuck in a situation or stuck doing something, and you can like look around you and be like, I need to change this, and you can change it. That's one of the greatest parts of being human. It is possible to swivel. It is possible to turn on a dime. It's just rare. It's rare. It's much more likely that people are brainwashed normies and they just veg to whatever global homo feeds their brain hole. This Ireland Anon says freedom is have the illusion of choice. That's a demoralization outlook on it. Dio says, no way. Freedom is responsibility plus authority. Slavery is responsibility minus authority. I don't know about that, Dio. I don't know. That's kind of mangled. You think slavery doesn't have an authority figure? What about the slave master? Jamal says, I'd say authority comes from taking responsibility, but I don't see the link to freedom. Well, because you choose what responsibilities you have. If you fucking... Not that something random can happen, but it's like you fuck a chick and have a kid, okay? Well, you chose to date that chick. You chose to fuck that chick. You chose, in a way, to have that kid. That is freedom. So just because you get a kid and you have responsibility, like now you're shackled to that kid. Well, you could choose, dude, you could say, fuck that kid. And you could abandon that kid. So it's like, I get, and then you could choose to take a new responsibility. So I guess in a way, freedom, responsibility does lock, take away freedom from you, I guess. But it's not, it's like, it's a fake. It's a fox.
Faux, Lou, it's faux. Why don't you notice it when I listen back?
Feeling, because you, the freedom is still there. You can still choose to do whatever you want. It's just, you have more pulling against you. Responsibility is restrictive. Responsibility is restrictive to freedom. There you go. Bam. Jamal says, ancient Chinese proverb, power is how many people will follow your orders. Strength is being clever enough to convince them. Nice.
Wisdom.
This finish nod says, freedom is what the Jews allow you to say and do. Oof. Oof. That's disheartening. I wish that wasn't true, but I think it kind of is. This American says, freedom is the ability to direct your own life. This American says, freedom is being able to choose either option of each of an infinite series of nested binary... Shut up, you fucking pretentious faggot. I hate pretentious faggots like this.
Freedom is being able to choose either option of an infinite series of nested binary... Go fuck yourself, fucking cunt.
You want to get all technical with it? It's quantum computing, and it's a one and a zero, and it's both success and failure at the same time, or something. Schrodinger's fucking dick. Go fuck yourself. God, I'm a genius. This Frichidon says, I view it as a world without kikes and the ability to be as virtuous as you can. I'd say that is true freedom. And he has Terry Davis Pepe based. I feel like a world without kikes would be much more free than it currently is. I feel like we're shackled. We're shackled. Americans are shackled. And day by day, we lose our rights and freedoms because of kikes, Jews. People need to wake up, and they are waking up. And that's the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Please like, comment, subscribe. Have a wonderful day. I love you. Bye-bye.
What's your salary expectation? What's your budget? We don't have a budget. What's the market rate? A little down at the moment. I believe I bring a lot to the table. Possibly, but it's a pretty standard role. I want to get back to you on this. Well, we'd much rather have an initial number. What's your current salary? Can't say. Sign the NDA.